You were leading from the start. The early votes came in. You were in the lead. By the end of the night, you were still in the lead. What was going through your mind at that time?
Well, we were hopeful. There was 4,600 and some odd early votes, and we were hopeful to jump out to a lead of 5% or better, which we were, because we knew that would kind of drive what the rest of the night looked like, and it pretty much stayed steady with that all night long. So as we were watching it and I increased a little bit, we knew we were moving in the right direction.
Was there something in your message to voters along the way during the campaign that you think really hit home that made a difference in the race?
I think there was. I think the fact that we ran a positive race, we did not attack any of the other candidates. We talked about what Kevin Brubaker brought to the table, what Kevin Brubaker is going to bring to the table as the mayor. And we focused on economic development, financial transparency, and public safety. And with some of the things that have been going on in our city lately, I think that resonated with people.
It's not you only. It's a team. You have to put together a team. What's next?
Well, I will be having conversations over the next couple of weeks with some people that I would be interested in having on board with me. But there is two factors that they have to meet. One, they cannot be afraid to tell me no, and I'm going to hire people that are smarter than me. Those are going to be the two factors that I'm going to look at individuals that bring into my administration.
Have you learned anything in particular in your time in Avon Lake that you can carry over to your new position?
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar to what I did in Elyria. I just didn't oversee police and fire, but I was heavily involved with sanitary sewers, reconstruction of catch basins, which I wasn't involved here. And that's not really what the mayor does, but I have a greater insight of that, which will help with this project that's going on over on Gulf Road. And the other thing was grants. I've written two grants for the city of Avon Lake that I didn't have a lot of experience in, and Avon Lake was lucky enough to be awarded both of those. One was a $200,000 grant. So those kind of things that I took. The other big thing is watching city council and the mayor work together in Avon Lake, and that's what I want to bring to the table here in Elyria.
The city of Elyria has a number of issues, as you mentioned. How do you address them, overcome them, change the perception from outside of the city?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to have a meeting with our police chief and probably our fire chief and say, look, we are not going to tolerate crime in this city. We want to tell criminals, you are not welcome here. If you come here and commit a crime, we're going to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law, and we're going to make sure we rid our city of this crime. That's going to be one of my goals.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I would really like to thank the voters of Elyria to have faith enough in me to give me the opportunity to be their mayor, and I'm going to be accessible to them as their mayor. So I appreciate the residents of the city of Elyria greatly.